Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
Awesome. All right, friend of the show. We had him last year.
Finishing up with the Colts.
Signed a great deal with the Giants. Lived up to the hype. Actually superseded the hype of the contract. Big congrats to you, man. How was your first year in New York?
Thank you, brother. First and foremost, great to be on the Believe show. Love it.
Bobby, motherfucking O'Kerky, baby.
First year in New York was surreal. You know, to come in, be voted a captain, be looked to as a leader so early.
Yeah.
To come out, fight through adversity, through performance. You know, I didn't come out the first couple games playing too hot, but had a streak there where, you know, I thought I was playing better than any linebacker in the league. Set career highs in TFLs, pass defense, sacks. You know, I was kind of doing it all. So it was a lot of fun. I had a great team around me.
And what click that was different that, like, helped you take that step up?
You know, I got to say, being in the Wink Martindale defense, just the way he coaches, Wink is a savage. You know, he's just such a cool guy, and he simplifies the game to a way that really spoke to me. So I was just able to play very free and fast and physical.
Are you pissed he's gone?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm a little pissed. I love Wink, but, you know, Shane Bowen is a great coach. Got to meet him, talk to him. So I'm very excited for our future.
Yeah.
What is it about Wink that's just so infectious?
His name's Wink, bro.
I know, right?
His name's Wink, bro. First meeting, he walks around. He's got a baseball bat hanging around the shoulder.
What?
Like, he's just...
I feel like, who the hell is this guy?
Bo Jackson commercial style.
He's just a badass, and he coaches that way. And, I mean, he's won a Super Bowl. He's coached, you know, great players. So he just gets it, and he knows how to speak to the players and really bring a group together.
Yeah, who is the, maybe other than you, like another unsung hero on the defense? Because I feel like y'all got a lot.
Dexter Lawrence, he always gets his flowers for sure. But
does he though? Does he really?
Not to the level that he should. No. Because he's the most dominant football player on the field at any point in time.
Yeah.
Nobody can block him one on one. It's crazy. But I gotta say, unsung hero, definitely Xavier McKinney.
He's sick too.
He is sick, bro. He is sick. His play style, his style in general, his persona, his leadership ability. Like, he's the first guy when I signed, hit me up on Instagram, put me in a group chat, you know. He's got a group chat. He just brings people together. So,
I'm
happy for the season he had.
That's good to hear from the players because he had that crash last year, and I think the media took it like this guy's, like, dicking around. He's not taking it seriously. So to hear from you that he's a guy that's starting to welcome you in, group text, and he's young too.
For sure.
And it's the Bama safeties, bro.
Bama safeties. I mean,
different.
Xavier's just a complete football player. He's a good leader, so, you know, I'm excited for his potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about on offense? You guys have the 6th pick. Oof. Anything you want to weigh in there? Anything you want to see the Giants do with that pick? It's probably going to be a receiver or a tackle, man.
Yeah, I like offensive line.
Okay.
I think Jalin Hyatt is a very good receiver. I think Wandell Robinson is an elite receiver. Darius Slayton, very productive. Isaiah Hodgins, very productive.
Still got free agency, too.
Still got free agency. We got Darren Waller coming back. So I feel very good about our offensive weapons.
Okay, what about Saquon?
And you can get the top offensive lineman, too, in the draft at 6.
Very, very true. I would love for Saquon Barkley to be a Giant for life. I hope I never have to play in a real game against him again.
That's a tough
That's
tackle.
Why, dude. You don't
want to tough tackle.
You just don't want to tackle his ass.
No, hell yeah. He's shifty. He's insane.
Yeah. What's like the best part about Dable that we don't see?
Dang. Just how cool he is.
Yeah.
Just how cool, like, down to earth he is. The conversations you have with him just walking by the locker room. Like, never too high, never too low. Just like, go out there, believe in each other, and kick ass and go win.
Best food you've had in New York so far?
Prince Street Pizza.
Hey.
We got some right here.
Oh, jeez.
You want?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I got some more.
He's got to look. What about outside of pizza? Any restaurants you've been to that you love?
Dang. I mean, Catch Steak, obviously great restaurant in New York, but in Weehawken, New Jersey.
Wow, let's
go. Blue on the Hudson. Underrated. Very good food. Very nice venue, and they're coming out of the rooftop. I think it's going to be one of the most popping spots in Jersey.
What are you going to miss most about Indy?
You know, the Hoosier hospitality.
Yeah.
That's very real. That was very real.
Cool. All right, respect.
Everything I've heard about that organization, too, is just like top to bottom. Like, you know, no,
top to bottom, very family organization, homegrown.
Exactly.
The city around, you're in Indianapolis, you feel safe walking around, you know, people are waving. Like, it's just a very, very homegrown community.
I mean, there's a reason why Pat didn't leave. Pat McAfee built a studio out there, right? It's like, could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, but I feel like the Giants are like that, too, though, right? It's like a very family-oriented type of
organization. No, very family-oriented organization. I mean, once you're in New York City, you're in the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love, you know, the Mayer family, the Tisch family, been very welcoming.
Have you noticed the shift change in, like, the fandom from Colts fans to Giants fans, just 100%. In, like, their temperament?
Bro. My social media mentions, Twitter, Instagram are tenfold.
Good and bad, right?
Good and bad. Good and bad. When I was early in the year, bad. Later in the year, amazing. So
y'all played the Pats. My buddies were like, they're Giants fans. Like, let's just go get blackout and maybe brawl. I was like, no, dude, I'm gonna stay home.
Crazy,
man. Last one for you. I think we got it from you. Oh, I actually do want to ask you thoughts on the Pac-12 dissolving.
Dang. RIP. You know, a lot of great Pac-12 legends, all the way from Oregon, USC, obviously Stanford, UCLA.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited for Troy Taylor and Stanford in their future.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah, I mean, we got some big changes for our school, too. We went to Texas, so SEC football is coming this way.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right, we asked you last year what your favorite sports memory was. What's been your favorite memory as a New York Giant so far?
It's got to be that last game of the season, beating up on Philly.
Yeah.
That felt good, huh?
That felt good. You know, I mean,
made Nick Sirianni yell at the fans.
They've had their run against us for sure. So to come in this year, you know, end up 3-3 in the division.
Yeah.
Go 1-1 against Philly, and you know, with a lot of hope and future.
Yeah.
Hope for the future. It was good.
I mean, once Danny Dimes gets healthy.
Yeah.
And then, like, another year on the offense. Like, look, Evan Neal's going to get better.
Yep.
Thomas is going to get better.
Yep.
And that's Bobby motherfucking Okereke, and he's hitting the road. We'll see you next time, baby.
Yes, sir. Dang.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.